You can look back over the past 5 years for corn and soybeans, and what we've had is really strong production nationwide. And so typically when supplies are high, prices tend to go lower. But when you combine our growth in production along with what we're seeing outside the U.S., for example, in the soybean market, Brazil continues to grow soybeans at an incredible clip as well. So that's, again, putting downward pressure on prices. And then you got to look at where are we selling more product to, or where can we? You brought up China. The idea is, yeah, they're not a big market for us in corn because they grow a lot of corn. On the other hand, they've traditionally been our biggest market for soybeans, but now they're shifting more of those sales to Brazil because Brazil also has a lot of beans.